Greetings. This is online editor Tim Lukak bringing you the Turbo Time Podcast Turbo Blast segment for the week of May 29th, 2023. In this Turbo Blast, we highlight dynamic load assessments, report on industry news, and examine the myth surrounding the use of gearboxes in compressor applications. So sit back, relax, and be informed by this week's Turbo Blast. To start off this episode, let's review what Amin Elmassi had to say about assessing turbo machinery reliability and strength in his latest Turbo Tips article. Dynamic loads like earthquakes and blast pressures might seem rare or unconventional, but the importance of properly assessing turbo machinery in terms of safety and reliability can't be understated. After all, the goal of machinery protection is maintaining proper engineering safety and hazard assessment. Think about it. We don't live in a static world. Earthquakes, fluid release-induced forces, or even operational errors can result in unexpected dynamic loading. Let's not forget more severe circumstances like explosions or even accidents during maintenance, like a dropped piece of equipment, which can impose significant problems. The way machinery responds to extreme loads speaks volumes about the quality of its design and standards in engineering and fabrication. Here's where we have to go beyond the baseline and take on the challenge of predicting machinery responses during such extreme events. Since experimental investigation has its limits, Amin emphasizes the need to be pragmatic and use realistic models or methods. While they may not always nail down with precision, these will provide decent estimates of load-bearing capacity. Don't discount the fact that machinery response to large dynamic loads is intricate. The techniques used to join components together, such as welding or bolting, only add to this complexity. Not to mention the time-sensitive nature of dynamic loadings and responses. It's easy to assume that dynamic responses might mirror static ones. However, this isn't always the case. Certain applications, for instance, have shown that dynamic elastic plastic buckling of mechanical parts differs from static ones, leading to rather surprising behavior. In essence, understanding the dynamic world of turbo machinery and preparing for the unexpected is a must. Machinery protection is rooted in this knowledge and readiness. The first story in this week's news and products section is that the Kingdom of Bahrain inaugurated the Al Dhur 2 Phase 2 Independent Water and Power Project, or IWPP, highlighting its commitment to public-private energy projects. Led by Prince Salman, the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the country, the event underscored a focus on offering quality services to Bahraini citizens and enhancing the national electricity and water infrastructure. The prince emphasized the significance of adhering to international standards, particularly in climate change mitigation, and affirmed the kingdom's dedication to innovation and efficiency. Following the inaugural ceremony, Prince Salman toured the facility, gaining insights into its operations. The IWPP, which cost over $1 billion, generates 1,500 megawatts of electricity and processes 50 million gallons of desalinated water daily, augmenting the kingdom's production capacity to 5,044 megawatts of electricity and 204 million gallons of desalinated water. Next, the anticipated Frame 6FA User Group Conference recently took place in Budapest, Hungary. This event, which drew a significant number of participants, provided a platform for intensive discussions and networking. A special highlight was the tour of General Electric's nearby manufacturing and repair center. During the event's User Day, various case studies and lessons learned were showcased, including methods for rotor life extension, experiences with gas-fueled DLN 2.6 plus units, and compressor classing issues during startup sequences. A discussion on the 6FA load gear emphasized the importance of proper inspections. GE Gas Power, at the event, hosted a dedicated session, answering inquiries from end users and providing updates on the latest technical developments at the company. Topics covered included decarbonization, fuel flexibility, control system upgrades, cybersecurity, and OpFlex. The conference also featured presentations from third-party service providers, such as MJB International, Mechanical Dynamics and Analysis, and GTC Control Solutions. They highlighted their aftermarket maintenance, repair, and overall solutions, fuel nozzle assembly production, and the role of an owner's engineer during a controls upgrade project. The vendor fair gave end users the opportunity to interact with GE and third-party specialists. Finally, GE Vernova recently debuted a three-part documentary miniseries, Powering Tomorrow. The series provides a deep dive into the emerging role of gas technologies within the scope of the global energy transition. Each episode focuses a distinct facet of gas power technologies, from promoting decarbonization to enhancing grid resilience and potentially reducing future emissions. In addition to this, the series gives a platform to 9 individuals intricately involved in the development and application of these technologies, demonstrating the significant impact of sustainable, affordable, and reliable electricity to their lives. The episodes include coal-to-gas switching, which analyzes the role of gas in Vietnam's rapid shift from coal to renewable and gas power; hydrogen fuels, which explores hydrogen's potential in revolutionizing energy sourcing in Australia's trucking and power generation sectors; and carbon capture, featuring profiles of 3 pioneers leading carbon capture research and development in Norway. To end this week's episode, let's talk about how Mythbusters Klaus Brunn and Rainer Kurz challenged the prevalent notion in the industry about using gearboxes in compressor applications. Consider this scenario. You're aboard a modern, fuel-efficient, mid-sized passenger plane. Its efficiency is largely attributed to a feature known as a geared turbofan. To overcome the difficulty of speed matching the large fan and the low-pressure turbine, a gearbox is introduced. This adjustment lets both components operate at their ideal speeds, enhancing overall efficiency and allowing an increase in fan diameter for improved propulsion efficiency. These engines, in fact, can lessen fuel consumption by about 15% in comparison to older models. It's crucial to recognize, however, that gearboxes aren't a universal solution. In some situations, like gas turbine-driven compressors in pipeline applications, a gearbox isn't necessary as there's no significant speed mismatch. But consider a different case, such as a gas turbine powering a high-pressure gas injection compressor. Here, the compressor wants to run notably faster than the power turbine. In such cases, introducing a gearbox might be the more efficient choice. Despite the fact that properly sized gearboxes seldom cause issues, there remains resistance in the field to their use. This resistance is intriguing, given that in applications involving compressors driven by electric motors and generators driven by gas turbines, gearboxes are actually quite standard. More complex applications exist as well. Integrally geared compressors, for example, push the limits of pitch line velocity and require a carefully designed oil supply and cooling system to ensure high system reliability and avoid forced outages. In compressor trains, parallel shaft gearboxes are typically used. However, epicyclic or planetary gearboxes, which are generally more compact and efficient, are widely used for gas turbine-driven generators and variable-speed hydraulic gearboxes. Rather than categorically rejecting the use of gearboxes, it would be beneficial to consider whether their application could potentially lead to enhanced performance, cost reductions, and increased flexibility. Remember, when sized and integrated appropriately, gearboxes have proven to be reliable components in our industry. This concludes today's Turbo Blast, part of the Turbo Time podcast. I'm online editor Tim Lukak, delivering only the best stories from the turbo machinery industry. Thanks for listening.